From the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the one true God, and the one whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory I had before the foundation of the world. I revealed your name to those you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them. They accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world while I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that Scripture might be fulfilled. Now, I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, that they might be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the most important things in the spiritual life is to know exactly what we're about. So often we can become so frenetic like Martha, doing a million good things, that we forget the main reason why we're here. So it's important that we regularly come back to that. Retreats are a great time for us to do that. But it's important that we have a clear focus. Today, we see the focus of Jesus. We see the focus of St. Paul. We can also reflect just very briefly on the focus of St. Joan of Arc, whom the Church celebrates today. Jesus pours out his guts in this most intimate of prayers to his Father in heaven. John 17 is called his great priestly prayer, because he was praying as a priest in the moment of his self-offering. And what did he say was the purpose why he was here? He came first to glorify the Father. Next, he came to protect those whom the Father had given him. Third, came to give us eternal life, which means the revelation of this relationship that God the Father wants to have in us, which is constitutive of that life. Fourth, to accomplish the work that the Father had given him, to help people believe in the Father, to reveal the Father's name, this great means by which we would be able to have the intimate I-thou relationship with the Father. To consecrate them in the truth. To help them learn to become just as much not of the world as Jesus wasn't of the world. Which is an extraordinary statement of Jesus that he repeats twice. And we'll see on Wednesday the third part of this, in which Jesus will, his work is to make us one with God, that they might be one, just as you and I are one, that we would have a communion in the communion of persons who is the Blessed Trinity. This is Jesus' focus. And even though we've listed eight things, it's all one big thing. To bring us into communion with the Father, to complete that work, to allow us, by having the Father's name, to hallow that name in our life. And Jesus, who calls us always to follow him, wants us to have that same focus, that we are here to glorify the Father. That we are here to keep his word. That we are here to experience in this world his eternal life. That we are here to experience the fruits of consecration, cutting us off from worldliness so that we can be with the Lord in his holiness. It would behoove us during this week to ponder this John 17 and ask ourselves if we live with this type of mindset. St. Paul, in today's first reading, gives us the first part of his valedictory address to the church in Ephesus, which is at the port of Miletus. It goes on in terms of all that he had done in order to communicate faith to them, that he had suffered so much that the Holy Spirit would tell him that he would suffer even more at every stop that was going to await him. But he said, I consider life of no importance, if only I may finish my race and the ministry I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. His entire life was to be this witness to God's grace, first in his life and then in other lives. I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. That for them was a great moment of sadness. As a human being, it was a moment of sadness. For Paul, tomorrow, if we didn't have the visitation, you'd see they were all bawling their eyes out at the end of the scene. But Paul says at the end, I solemnly declare to you this day, I'm not responsible for any of your blood because I didn't shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. Tomorrow, say, savage wolves are going to come among you. They're going to try to pervert the doctrine. Even some people from within the household are basically going to be heretics. But I've done my job in proclaiming everything to you about this gospel of God's grace. He knew clearly what he was about. At the very end of his life, he could say with peace, I've done my job. Mission accomplished. Similarly, our whole life, our glorification of God, our living out our consecration, our experience in eternal life in this world is all dependent on our living by that gospel of God's grace in such a way that we will similarly witness. And would that it be beautiful at the end of our life if we could similarly have no regrets, that we didn't shrink at all from giving witness to that greatest news that has ever been told. Third and lastly, Saint Joan of Arc. She was one who was a model for the courage of every woman religious, which is why Saint Therese took her so seriously and wrote her plays and poems about Saint Joan of Arc. She died at the tender age of 19, but after she had seen a vision of three of the saints, and heard God calling her to do something absolutely, shockingly impossible in the day, as a little girl to lead armies to victory. She didn't take no for an answer. At first she went and she told the people, you've got to bring me to see the king, and they thought she was a quack. But she convinced them on the following day. And she went, and then with what the Lord was saying, she was predicting victories, she was showing means to victories, a whole bunch of impossible things were being done through her. But eventually even ecclesiastics fail to recognize her holiness. As we know, on this day in 1431, she was burned at the stake by the church, led by a corrupt bishop who didn't really even follow the rules of procedure in the Inquisition, because they just wanted this importune maid out of the picture. Yet, she fulfilled exactly what God was asking. Today, as we come forward to this Mass, we recognize that it's here at Mass that Jesus continues to glorify the Father, that Jesus continues to give himself as the means of eternal life, that he continues to entrust to us this word, that he continues ultimately in his consecration to consecrate us to the Father so that we might indeed be one as he is one. Every time we come to Mass, it's an opportunity for us to have this focus. And at the end, not to shrink from anything, to go out and proclaim with courage like Jeanne d'Arc the gospel of God's grace. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.